With Black Friday and Cyber Monday behind us, do you still have a few items to check off your holiday shopping list? If so, you're in luck. In this bonus episode, I will share the best gift you can give, and you can start giving it now. Let's go. What is one thing that people, especially your loved ones, can never get enough of and always want more? Your time. Over this last holiday, I overheard several conversations and everyone seemed to be perplexed with the same questions. What should I get my husband this year? Or what should I get my sister who already has everything? Chances are the gifts that these few will obsess thinking about and spend way too much money on will be used once or twice before they are placed on a shelf to collect dust or shoved to the back of a closet before ultimately being given away. Right now, I am envisioning Aunt Clara's Easter Bunny costume that she made for her nephew Ralphie in the movie A Christmas Story. And we all know that costume likely never saw the light of day again after its quick staircase debut. Okay, well, I've never given or received a gift that bad, but for those of you who have seen the movie, this scene sets the tone. Every year, for birthdays, special occasions, holidays, anytime, really, I see friends and family exchanging gifts that seldom have deep meaning or real purpose for the gift's receiver. Sometimes, gifts are given or exchanged because we feel social pressures and obligations to do so, which would explain why a deep connection was not made. But even wedding registries, where the bride and groom take time to specifically request items of their guests, which are often large kitchen tools and seasonal housewares, even these pre-selected gifts will hardly be used. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And even knowing this, still, we continue to give physical gifts. But why is it that for centuries, gifts have been an acceptable replacement for what people really want? More time with one another. As we get older, life feels like it is speeding up. We get busier, we have less time. And for some reason, when our time is limited, meaning and deep connections are the first things to go. Have you felt that too? Intuitively, time and connection are the top things humans seek from each other, but we still want to set limits on our time and find replacements for it instead. Enter the physical gift. A scientific study published by the Greater Good Science Center at UC Berkeley in 2011 tested the concept of social connection, that is, the feeling of belonging to a group and generally feeling close to people. Conclusions of this study suggested strong evidence that social connection is a core psychological need of humans feeling satisfied with their lives. So with this in mind, what if we forgot about physical gifts altogether? I doubt anyone would miss them. And what if we focused instead on only giving gifts that include what our friends and family really want? Our time. This brings me to suggest the experience-driven gift, the best kind of gift you can give. Experience-driven gifts are just this. They are gifts driven by an experience that you being the gift giver, and the person receiving the gift share together. And because both parties are participating, there is a high chance that the experience you give will be unique, enjoyable, and memorable because it's something you do together. And quite frankly, it would be a waste of time otherwise. Memories, something remembered from the past, a recollection, do not come as easily from physical things. They come much more easily from people and places. They come from the experiences we share together. And really good memories come from spending time with people we love, doing fun things together in exciting places. So this holiday season, when you're thinking about the last few gifts on your shopping list, start thinking about what the person you're giving the gift to likes to do, and think about what they would like to do with you. Think about a new place you can take them, or a place they've always talked about going to. Maybe it's a restaurant, an amusement park, going to see a movie, testing out your skills at a hot karaoke spot, or maybe it's a weekend getaway they have been meaning to take for years. The creativity that comes from this exercise is almost dangerous because once you start brainstorming, the list can go on and on. The meaningful possibilities are endless. So, this holiday season, and any time that you would otherwise feel obligated to give someone a gift, give the gift of your time and take your loved one on an experience they will remember forever. Experience-driven gifts create memories. Memories are what people truly cherish, not the bunny costume. Sorry, Aunt Clara.